Hey yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. Well, thank you for joining. I'm going to be sharing today. I'm sharing about online courses. If you have launched your very own online course in the past, or are you planning to do so? Is it something that's on your radar? Because if it is, today's conversation is going to be very, very useful for you, because I'm sharing today some common mistakes, okay? Some common mistakes that you don't want to make when you're launching your very own online course, okay? So these are things that you want to avoid. Any guesses what they might be? Any guesses what they could be? Any guesses? What could be some of the mistakes that you make when launching an online course? And maybe you've launched an online course before and it didn't quite go to plan, or it didn't quite go as you wanted it to go. And looking back, you can see the mistake that you made, okay? Because we always want to be doing that, don't we? You know, when we launch something or do anything in our business, we always want to be looking at the data and trying to understand what worked and what didn't. Okay, so today I'm sharing with you four common mistakes, yeah? And creating an online course in your business means that you now have an asset, right? You have this asset that you can sell again and again. And there's a process to this, right? It requires a lot of work. But what we're doing is we're really shifting our business model, aren't we, to something that's more sustainable, something that's more profitable. And so this requires a different approach, you know, when it comes to launching. And, you know, I see a lot of, you know, really driven and entrepreneurial yoga teachers who have created their own course in the past, and then they've launched it and no one enrolled. And firstly, like, if that's you, I want you to first know that you should be so proud of the fact that you took it upon yourself to go out there and create a course. And, you know, you realize, you already understand, like, why it's so important to have this offering that is more than just, you know, a drop-in class, right? And so I salute you for that. Like, you've taken the first step and you know it's a journey, right? It's a process, and you're not always going to get it right. You're not always going to, you know, take the right steps, especially when you're doing it on your own. Like, if you're doing it without support, if you're doing it without, you know, guidance from someone who has done it successfully. But really do give yourself some, like, props and celebrate yourself for even, like, going there and creating something and putting it out there into the world. You know, often what we do is we try to piece together, like, what we need to do, right? We get onto Google and we're, like, researching the strategies, and we're following lots of people, and we're consuming all of the free content out there from all the different sources. And, you know, it can be difficult to piece everything together and do it in the right order, right? And the other thing with that is that the strategies that you're discovering online, they could also be outdated. You know, what we need to realize is that this online space that we're operating in, right? This space, this landscape, it's always changing. It's always changing, guys. You know, like, what worked even last month might not be working now. There's so many factors that come into play. And so we have to be, like, you know, staying ahead of the curve when it comes to this stuff. But the main thing is that we don't give up. You know, if you've launched already, it didn't quite go to plan, we don't want to give up, you know? We have to see this as a learning experience. And, you know, failure, or I don't like to say failure, but let's just say things not quite going as planned, it's inevitable, isn't it? You know, it's part of the journey. And so if we shift our mindset to really understand this, then we're actually setting ourselves up for success, you know, because we're not giving up with this course that we've created. We're going to learn from the experience. Okay, so I'm going to share with you four online yoga course pitfalls, okay, four common mistakes that you want to avoid. Here at Digital Yoga Academy, I've actually been launching courses and programs now for the last 7 years, right? We recently just celebrated our 7 year anniversary, 7 year birthday. And so I really understand like what it takes to create profitable, scalable and repeatable launches. And you know, in this time, we've generated almost $2 million in course sales. Like these launches are working for us over and over and over again. And you know, I also see the mistakes that you can make, and I've made some of these mistakes myself, you know? So the first mistake is to avoid, the first mistake that you want to avoid is to not first build a niche specific community, okay? Now, your community can be small, right? 100%. Like we've had students go through the Profitable Yoga Teacher program, which is all about launching a course, creating and launching a course. And they've launched their course to an email list of less than 100 people, and they've still made 5K from their launch. You know, I'm also thinking of Janine. You know, Janine launched to, I think it was like 48 people, and she made $3,500. Like you can definitely launch to a small community, but you do need to have a community to sell to. And I get it, like I understand this, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But what happens is that instead of doing the work to grow their community, teachers jump headfirst into creating the course, because that looks like, you know, the kind of, it's the sparkly thing in bright lights, isn't it? That's the thing that we want to create. We want to create our online course. And so maybe, you know, you might have been teaching in-person classes and you've been teaching in studios and you've not had to create an online community for yourself, but you want to create an online course and you think that that is the first thing that you have to do. Okay, so there's also this belief around this. You know, I've asked this question many times, and a lot of the time I hear, oh yeah, I thought that the first thing I'd have to do is actually create the course and then build my community. And actually, it's exactly what I did. In 2017, when I first started Digital Yoga Academy, like I was so excited about creating my first course because I knew Digital Yoga Academy was obviously, you know, or is a business that is predominantly around selling online courses and programs. So I was so excited about that, that I just dived straight into it. And I didn't really focus on building the community. Okay. So what happened? Well, I had no audience, right? So I didn't know really like the messaging. I hadn't really spent the time to really get really clear messaging. And because I had no audience, I wasn't able to validate my course idea. And of course, because I had no audience, no one bought my course. So that was a big fat zero for a launch, right? That was a zero launch. And you know, the next time I launched, I think I made like $1,500. And then the next time I launched, I made $30,000, right? So because I really focused on building my community and really understanding, you know, what it was that I was selling, the solution to the problem, right? And we'll talk about that in a moment. So not having your community, not focusing on that is actually one of the biggest mistakes that you can make, right? And I also say niche specific, okay? Because what we're not doing is we're not creating a course that is just a bunch of yoga classes in it and then calling it a course. That's not a course. Okay, it's a class bundle. It's not a course. Your online course is solving a specific problem, and so it needs to be created for a specific type of person that has that specific problem. Okay, and this is where your content is really key, right? To draw in the right people. You know, you go from being really generic and wishy-washy to specific, you know, and you can grow a community of the right people, right? The people who are going to be suitable for the course that you want to launch. Of course, we want the right people in our community, okay? So grow your niche specific community. Okay. We don't want to not do that. It's a mistake if you don't do that and you launch a course. Mistake number two is not warming up this audience, not building trust before you launch the course. Okay. So inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher program, we actually teach our students to create a course that's priced at least $500, right? And at least, I mean, some students, some teachers go in at like $1,000 and they create their programs at around that price point. But we're really aiming at, you know, you creating something that's at least $500. And there's a lot that goes into that creation, and I'll speak about that in a moment. But any type of investment, okay, unless it's super low ticket, super low price, any type of investment requires trust, okay? So that requires you to be visible, right? To be getting online, getting your face online, showing up, being an authority in your niche space, you know, creating this consistent content. And adding value. And all of these things really matter to enable you to build that trust. But specifically, you also build trust within a sales funnel, okay? So, you know, when someone comes into your community, right? And they come into your community by getting onto your email list because they've signed up for something, okay? So you need that opt-in lead magnet. And now they're on your email list and they're probably, you know, likely following you on Instagram. The content that you're sharing, it has to be intentional, right? It has to have specific goals that's going to move your potential students along a journey, along the funnel, right? Towards a sale so that you're converting them into a paying student, okay? And you can't do all of that. Like, you can't do all of that without creating a relationship and without building trust. So it's super important. It's another mistake to make. And what it looks like, actually, what it looks like is, you know, someone coming into your community and straight away on an email, you're trying to sell them something. You're trying to sell them your $500 course without first building that trust. It's also related to another mistake, which I'll talk about in a moment. But the third mistake to make, or the third mistake to avoid, I should say, is launching a course that hasn't been validated and that doesn't provide a clear transformation, i.e. it doesn't solve a problem and give someone a solution, right? Give them an outcome, a result that they're really looking for, a desired result. So as I said, the course isn't 10 classes bundled together. It's much more than that. It needs to really guide and support your students towards that transformation. And so you need to be clear on what that is. Like, what is the transformation, right? What is the transformation that you provide to somebody? And, you know, have you created a framework or a mechanism, like specific steps that your students will follow to get to that transformation? Because that's what sells, guys. You know, it's blueprints, it's frameworks, it's methods, the step-by-step approaches. Like, for example, you know, across all of the Digital Yoga Academy programs, we have an overarching method that I teach, and I teach elements of this method within each program. Okay, so Yogipreneur Launchpad, if you're just starting out, Profitable Yoga Teacher Program, if you want to create and launch your course, and the Visionary Mastermind, if you already have your course and you're scaling. There's the $100,000 Freedom Launch Method. Okay, that is the method that I teach elements of within my programs. And this method, it includes live launch strategies, okay? So they're quite relevant to what I teach inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program. And it includes various evergreen sales funnel strategies for making sales for your low ticket offerings, okay? So your more affordable offerings, right up to your higher ticket programs as well. So as I said, this method is weaved within all of our programs. And then inside each program, there's a framework as well. Okay, there's a specific framework within each program. So for example, in the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program, the framework is the profitable launch framework. And then inside the Visionary Mastermind program, it's the Visionary High Growth Framework. So there's different frameworks that you follow because each of those programs has different outcomes, right? So this is important. Like, you need to know what your framework is that gets someone to the transformation, like from where they are now to where they want to be, which means you need to do the validation work, right? You need to use validation strategies that enable you to build real confidence in and clarity in what you're selling. Yes, it's a completely different experience when you have that confidence and clarity. And so you want to be really clear on the outcome and the transformation. It's the most important part of your course, actually. You know, that's what people are coming in for, because they want that. They want that. And going back to mistake number one, you know, you can't know what that is. You can't validate your course and make sure that you're really creating something that people actually want to need, right? You can't validate your course unless you have a community. Like, if you don't have a community, who are you going to ask? Who are you going to ask? Who are you going to do those validation strategies with? Who are you going to do that research with? So when you're doing your validation, you're testing ideas out, you're getting feedback, you're really seeking to understand what people want and need from you and what that transformation is that they're looking for, okay? And then you can create your course around that. You can create your messaging around that. You know, it's really clear what the outcomes are, okay? So within this mistake that I've been sharing, what you don't want to do, you don't want to go into this having not validated your course, having not put together a framework, right? And having not crafted a course that it has increased that perceived value, right? You want to make sure that you go through a process, and we teach this inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program, where you are creating real value. Like, the perceived value of that course is so high that even when someone sees the $500 price tag, they're like, oh wow, it's worth way more than that. Like, that's what you want someone to think, you know, and to see from the value that you're presenting, okay? And there's many ways to do that. Okay. The other thing I want to mention around perceived value, right? If you don't do that, if the perceived value is not high enough, you're also not going to feel good about the results that you can offer your students. Like, if you're not clear on the transformation, for example, and you haven't created something that's got a high perceived value, you're not going to feel good about selling your course. You know, you're not going to feel good about the results that you offer. And what's going to happen is you're going to underprice. Right? And suddenly we've put our heart and soul into this course, spent months on it potentially, you know, and then we underprice it. You know, suddenly we've got a course that we're pricing less than $99, and no one is going to see the value in that. You know, when we price our course low, or less than $100, the value is perceived as low, right? People who want to enroll in an online course are doing so because they want results and they are serious about results, yeah? And so, you know, if your course is priced under $100, it's not going to feel like it's going to get them, you know, the results that they're looking for, because the value is perceived as low, right? So, make sure you look at that one. We don't want to make that mistake. The fourth and final mistake, guys, before we finish up today, is not having a clear launch, pre-launch and launch strategy in place. Okay, so this can actually be very easy to skip. I see this a lot. You know, I see this from teachers who have come into our programs and they already have a course. And I see this mistake a lot, you know, and because they dive straight into this kind of promotion mode and they skip the really important steps and phase of seeding and teasing and like opening loops and asking questions to really drive engagement. So what we want to do is you really want to make sure that you incorporate a pre-launch content strategy. You know, this is an opportunity to really get to know your audience better and to prep them for what's coming. you know, and to be really super intentional about the content that you're sharing so that you take them on a journey. And when you open the doors for your course, they're ready because you've addressed things in your content. Okay. You've addressed certain things in your content. And, you know, if you do this piece right, like your ultimate job of selling gets way easier, you know, and it happens a lot faster as well. Yeah, the other part of this is the launch strategy as well. So what we're not doing is just sending an email to our list or just posting on Instagram and saying, hey, the doors are open, come inside. Like, that is not a launch. If we think that's a launch, we need to rethink the strategy because that's not a launch. Okay, so when you do this correctly, when you don't make that mistake, you know, when you have a really well planned out and strategic pre-launch phase and launch phase, it works really well. Like, plain and simple, you can seamlessly transition people from your community into your online course. Okay, so I've shared with you guys four mistakes that you don't want to make, that you want to avoid. So the first one is not first building a niche specific community. The second is not warming up your community, not taking the time to build trust. The third is launching a course that you haven't validated and that you're not clear yourself on what the transformation is. And then the fourth mistake to avoid is not having that pre-launch strategy and launch strategy to actually reveal your course to the world and get it into the hands of your students. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.